Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast, brought to you by Factor Pre-Prepared Meals, with the discount code coming your way at the end of the podcast.
Forgetting little things is actually good for your brain. This is massive news. It's crazy good research that's coming down.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That when you forget little things like your phone or you don't know where your keys are. Murphy, have you found your key fob?
I have not. Yeah, I mean,
somewhere
at least thank goodness
house.
We got the backup, but yeah, I have no idea where it
it's
is.
It's probably in the car, underneath the seat or something.
Well, I mean, if it were in the car, though, I would know, because if you close the door with the key fob in it, it honks at you. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah, he has that feature. I don't have that feature. I have lost things in between the seat and the console that I'll never see again. Wow. Little bitty earrings and things like that. I just don't think I'll ever see them again. I've tried.
Well, Murphy's got that little camera that can snake
down
there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's right.
Okay.
We can do that.
Finally, technology is going to come to my benefit.
I also have that flashlight with a magnet on it that you gave me.
There you go.
You can stick that anywhere and retrieve anything.
Are you sure I gave you that, not Sam? That doesn't sound like me.
I don't think I gave him one with a
okay.
magnet.
Forgetting things.
Yeah, you
is
can
good
stick
for-
the magnet down there and reach her rings.
No, you gave me a telescoping flashlight once, and it has a magnet at the end of it.
Okay. I can't remember that. But forgetting things is good for you.
Hence the subject of the podcast.
Why. Yeah, this is so interesting. So if you forget little things, it's actually good for your brain because, and this is true, it forces you to retrace your steps, and it forces you to engage your brain in a world where our brains are not, you would think that they are, but they're not, because if you want to know something, you look it up. Right?
Yeah.
All of our information is right here at our fingertips. It's crazy. You know, you don't have to think as much anymore. You just get an answer.
That retracing steps, it's funny because that's what I do lot of times when I forget why I walked into this room or what I was looking for. It's like, okay.
Go back.
Go back to the sofa when you got up and you were da-da-da-da-da. Boom.
Right.
And it usually comes to me.
Right.
Sometimes I don't remember what steps to retrace. That's a problem,
Murphy,
too.
I know. What's funny is, for me, it's deeper than I do retrace steps, and that's very effective.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll walk back into the room and go, oh, yeah, I was trying to do this, therefore I needed that. But for me, it's deeper than that. It's knowing myself. So let's just say I have a birthday present for someone, and I bought it months ago, and their birthday's coming. And I'm like, where is that? Where is that book or whatever? And then I think, where would I have put that book? In other words, I say, instead of wondering where it is, I go inside my brain, like, where would I put this? And sure enough, I usually make the same sort of Jody decisions, and I'll find it.
That's good, because whenever I play that game, I go to, where would I have put this? And every drawer I open, it's like, nah, not this time. Nope, not this time.
I cannot tell you how many times that has happened to me, Murphy, when I'm, it's a known thing in our home that I'm the finder. If something's lost, you can usually give it to me to find it.
Yeah, you are. Well, you know, when it comes to hiding presents, that's the reason that I don't ever give clues that the present is in the house or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because I use the same place every time. Because that's the point. If I don't use the same place every time, I'm going to misplace the present.
Oh, I didn't know you had a secret spot.
Oh, wow. Well, tell me. You don't have to tell her.
No, I'm not telling anybody anything.
Sam loves to know secrets like
know.
That.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it? Ruin my, present experience?
The Google thing is true, too, because there are a lot of times the kids will ask a question, and it's like, just Google it.
No.
I'll Google it and get the answer. And it's like, it always happens after the fact. I go, no, you should have thought that through, because you're making yourself dumber.
Well, it's just you're not engaging that part of your brain that people before we had Google, we would engage it.
Or we had to.
You'd enter into a conversation about something.
Or you'd reach that point where it's like, I don't remember. Oh, well.
Yeah. Anyway, next time it's a question, they say, try to remember it on your own. It is really good exercise for the brain.
Yeah.
And I love that.
That makes sense to a point. And if you get stuck and it starts costing you time or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the problem is the speed of things that we process now. Yeah. You almost don't have time to do any sort of really cognitive based anything,
It's good for you.
It is good for you. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I also don't. I mean, there are things, for example, I don't know, anything that's a triviality, I'm going to Google that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point in stressing my brain over something that absolutely really doesn't matter. It's not a life or death decision. It's not a, I'm not troubleshooting something necessarily.
No, it's smart. That's smart time management.
Right.
However, I don't know what it is, but you know that if you'll say to me, for example, who sang that song?
Yeah.
And I don't want you to Google it.
Oh, why I know. Well, if it's for fun, yeah.
Right. I like, it's a personal victory to remember something like that.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys know that. So there's something to that as well.
Yeah. I guess recreationally, if it's fun or what have you, but you know, but some things like
I still got my mind. Right.
Like, I'm really glad that there are YouTube videos for how-tos on things.
Oh,
because
even
when I had paper sheets to look at for instructions, which the boxes still come with all that stuff now, it's still more helpful for me to actually see someone doing it because my interpretation is generally wrong and I'm going to put a screw in the wrong place or put something on backwards. I've always, the reason that I'm not good at like engineering and never did good at geometry or any of that because I'm not good at, is that considered abstract? I don't know what that's considered.
It's spatial, the brain over
it's
here.
Spatial relations or whatever.
It is spatial.
And I can't look at something that's a 3D drawing and go, oh yeah, okay, that's the back. It just, none of that works for me.
And that's okay.
So I got to use YouTube for that sort of thing. So I'm not going to, again, I'm not going to try to troubleshoot something that is, again, going to cost me time. But, you know, thinking through and problem solving, that's a different kind of creative process.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't even think about that because AI is probably going to further water that down. Because again, AI, at the current state of things, and it probably will change at some point, but AI is only basing on what's occurred, what it knows, what it can find.
The past.
You know? Right, exactly. And it's only using data for things that have been learned, which I guess is kind of what the human brain does too. But AI is not quite to this place where it's going into new territory on
The human brain is still the what if.
Right, exactly. How do you set goals? How do how do you positively impact a room of people and that sort of thing? It's, you know, and right now to me, AI is a great collector of all the other articles on the internet and not a whole bunch more yet. It's useful.
It can help you, right. It's useful.
It's a great starter for something if you need a idea for how to write a letter or foundation for something, but it's not, you know, at the end of it, your creative juices, what you're talking about, stopping and thinking about it.
Right.
It's a better
exercise. To revive those. I love this information because how many times have you had to retrace your steps in your home or at work or whatever, and you felt bad about that? There's nothing, it's so normal and so common. And when you're doing it, the next time you have to retrace your steps, for a key fob or for a phone or whatever it is, know that you're doing your brain a favor.
Yeah.
You are giving your brain juice.
Did either of you have encyclopedias when you were little?
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
surprised
you out in the country? We got this beautiful
new
set.
Well, you probably got those one at a time at Winn-Dixie, right?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, you wanted a country joke.
That my
one day she'll get to learn about zebras, just not now.
Do you want to know?
It's going to take a year or two.
I think we got them all at once, or half, and then the other half. And you know, I would sit there in front of them, and I was intrigued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did too. It was the Funkin' Wagnalls thing that my parents got. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't know if they've got those pieces and parts or.
Well, we had funny. I don't remember what it was. It was a blue and white, and we had the whole thing.
We had black and brown.
And I just remember, like, if you ever needed to use them, that was it. That was the knowledge there.
Yeah, you're right. If it wasn't
not
in
like
the book.
Google, where it can anything or rephrase it.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to know about skateboards.
Yeah.
And you'd have to go to S, look up skateboards, and that's all they would tell you.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. You bringing that back into my mind, it reminds me. It's just, I know exactly where they were in the house.
Me too.
I was one of the main people using them in the house. They were still kind of pristine.
And we displayed them. We were proud to display them and everything.
I know. It's like, look. Ta-da.
We got encyclopedias.
We got knowledge up in here. Okay.
You know what else has made my brain kind of lazy, I think?
What, Murphy?
Is GPS and mapping.
Totally.
Yes.
Because
if
I only use that and I don't attempt the next time I go someplace to pull from memory, then I need the GPS again. It's crazy. You know, it used to be your brain still does work well, that once you've learned the route, you'll remember the route if you pay attention.
That makes the GPS conversation makes me sad for kids who are growing up in a GPS generation and world, because most kids don't know exactly where they are. If you drop them off in the middle of town, if they have only ever used GPS or if they've only ever been in the back seat looking at a device while you're driving them places, they don't have the same sort of, you know,
the sense of direction.
Sense of direction. Yeah. Thank you. That's the term. Because when we were kids, it was what I did in the backseat was just watch and look around. Mm-hmm. And I knew where I knew landmarks. I could have gotten home, you know,
yeah,
if you'd have dropped me off in the middle of town.
But, you know, I mean, it's a godsend for letting you know how long it's going to take, yes, to get someplace. And
yes,
for trips and places you've never, mm-hmm, been before.
Yeah.
Although mine was incorrect yesterday, it led me to the back of a parking lot that was chained off and closed.
Aww.
To get to a building, an office. It was an office building, and I had to literally go make a, right, full huge block and enter from the other side. And Google Maps completely had that one wrong.
How does that happen? From the, you know, like satellite, like how does that happen? The information.
I don't know. How whatever mapping information, they're supplied by different jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how it decided, mm-hmm, that was the entrance to that parking lot, but that's what it thought
it
was.
It does happen.
It was wrong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's
for, you never heard
for
the
just
stories
day to day
people who've turned and, you know, driven into a lake because of Google Maps because they're trusting it so much. There have been stories like that. There have been.
No, I haven't,
yes,
heard that.
I,
yes,
haven't been using the windshield.
They're not paying attention. Look.
Are you reading those weird stories at the bottom of news websites?
No.
The fake things?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. It has happened, though, that people have ended up on bridges that, whoa, this needs to be repaired. Or,
yeah.
Sorry, Sam, I didn't mean to scare you with that.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready for Factor Meals now that we've given ourselves we've forgiven ourselves for memory loss?
Well, there is a website attached to it, so you will have to use the website, factormeals.com, and the code MSJ50 to get yourself 50% off your first order. But why Factor Meals? You are busy.
Yep.
Hey, we just covered that.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to save a little time in the kitchen. You don't have time to prepare your meals, or today's a rush day and you just want to get something on the table.
Yes.
That's where Factor Meals comes in. All their meals are dietitian approved, chef made. They're never frozen. They come refrigerated and you pop them in the microwave for 2 minutes and you've got a gourmet meal. I mean, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
And you can get 50% off right now by going to factormeals.com using the code MSJ50. That's MSJ50. That'll get you 50% off your first box and then 20% off your second box.
Factor Pre-Prepared Meals sponsored the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.